Sound of Freedom screenings canceled at U.S. Southern Command headquarters. By David Ng on September 8, 2023. Screenings of the hit movie Sound of Freedom that were set to take place at U.S. Southern Command, or SOUTHCOM, headquarters have been abruptly canceled after the Military Times publication inquired about the showings. In its report about the cancellation, the Military Times disparagingly described the movie as QAnon-embraced and Christian faith-based in what appears to be an attempt to discredit the movie's artistic legitimacy. The article also cast aspersions on Tim Ballard, the real-life inspiration for the movie whose career as a Homeland Security agent led to his ongoing personal mission to rescue children from sex trafficking rings. Both reporters of the article are alumni of the far-left wing The Texas Tribune, according to their online bios. Sound of Freedom, which emerged as the sleeper hit of the summer and has grossed more than $182 million, was scheduled to have two screenings at SOUTHCOM headquarters in Doral, Florida, on August 28 and October 19. An email flyer obtained by the Military Times invited all locally based personnel to attend. The screenings were being held in support of SOUTHCOM's mission to promote respect for human rights and combating trafficking in persons in Central and South America and the Caribbean, the email said. The bottom of the invite reportedly stated, "The showing of this film does not imply or constitute endorsement by the U.S. Army nor SOUTHCOM." The Military Times said it contacted SOUTHCOM about the screenings, after which the showings were called off. A subsequent email reportedly said the cancellation was to prevent the appearance of copyright infringement, adding that the film is currently available to view at local theaters, and personnel and their families who would like to see the film are encouraged to do so. The independently produced and distributed Sound of Freedom has surpassed the latest Indiana Jones and Mission Impossible movies at the domestic box office, an accomplishment fueled largely by positive word of mouth. As Breitbart News reported, former President Donald Trump recently hosted a special screening of the movie at his club in Bedminster, New Jersey, where he praised the movie and later vowed to make human trafficking a capital offense. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.